I'm going to invite some of the men to come and prepare to serve communion, bread, juice, reminders of what Jesus did for us, the price he paid to purchase us. A verse in Acts describes God who purchased the church with his own blood. Jesus, God incarnate, shed his blood, the blood of God incarnate, to pay for our sins. That's how much he loves the church. That's how much he loves the body of Christ, believers gathered together to worship Jesus. There is no such thing as believers flying solo. God has intended us to be in community with one another, the church. We need each other. Nobody has all the gifts. I don't have all the gifts. You don't have all the gifts. The gifts are given to build one another up, and we need each other. We're all different. The body parts that make up a complete body, if we try to do it alone, we're shortchanging, shorthanding ourselves. We need one another. We need the body. We need the encouragement that we give to one another. So be the body. Use your gifts. Discover who has God made me to be? What has he built into me that I can use to serve others, to grow in relationship with others, and treasure the church? Jesus treasures the church. We should treasure the church likewise and value this community that he's created. We can encourage, love, serve, build up one another, bless one another. As we serve bread and juice, reminders of what it costs, what Jesus paid to purchase a people for himself, hold those in your hand and reflect on the infinite cost Jesus laid down at the cross to purchase the church as a people for his own treasured possession. And once we've all been served as a body of believers, we'll take that together as a sign of our unity in him, and we'll give him thanks. Father, thank you for sending your only Son to pay my price. Jesus, thank you for laying down your life as a sacrifice to purchase a people for your own treasured possession. Holy Spirit, thank you for opening blind eyes to see the light of the glory of the good news in the face of our Lord Jesus. Thank you for the body that you have knit us together as a family. Each part diverse, unique, distinct, and yet together, able to accomplish much for your glory. We praise you for this amazing thing that we call church. And we recognize what it cost. And we worship you and give you thanks. Is Jesus' body broken for you? Take and eat. His blood, the blood of the new covenant, poured out to wash us clean, to make us new.